Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Hello, what's up? What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Sunny J. This is also a.k.a. Hot After Dust, as we call it now. And it's the After Relays Edition show. So we got a lot of stuff coming up today in the show. I'll just kind of let you guys know a lot of what's going on. We'll be talking about a couple of today's top stories. Top stories we talk about today, we got Oregon woman who uses a box cutter to circumcise her son. Akon gets burglarized at a Paris concert. The California Highway Patrol arrests a man by the name of Eric Estrada, ironically. And Mary J. Blige drops Kendu as her manager. So, a lot of big stories coming up. And then, of course, we have our old school after dust song of the day. It'll be starting now. And it'll be Orange Juice Jones, The Rain. And then we'll have indie artist after dust song of the day by Miss Christy, Stay Down. So we'll definitely, you know, show your feedback as far as what you think about it. You can either call in at 347-202-0389 if you ever want to talk about any of your stories. Or any of the songs you want to share in your thought process on that, or you can tweet me over at twitter.com/SETDY, that's CEDDY, letter J, DUSK, SETDY J Dusk. And you can also find me on Facebook the same way, facebook.com/SETDY J Dusk. So a lot of different ways you can hit me up. So what we're going to go ahead and do now, we're going to go ahead and play. We're going to start off with today's indie artist after dust song of the day by Miss Christy, Stay Down. And then we'll be right back with some of the top stories of today, right here on Hot After Dusk on Life After Dusk Radio with your boy, Sadie J. Let's go.
Number one. tell me, daddy, can I join your team? Put me in a game pose. Now let me see your daddy stroke. Now I'm a rock the boat. Make me hit them high notes. Can come and claim your throne. Baby, let me know if I'm what you want. Oh, it's all about you. There's so much me and you could do. Now tell me that it's all mine. Give it to me all day.
Some of the top stories about today, we'll go ahead and go into our first story. And I'm credited to the story from clumsycrooks.com. That's where you can get some of the craziest stories like criminal news. And there's people being just real stupid, man. And a lot of times you catch cops on there, too, that make a fool of themselves, too. So it's always interesting to come check this site out. So we're going to go ahead and go to the first story. Oregon woman, she used a box cutter to circumcise her son at home. Now, I'm already like, when I first read the title of the story, I was already throwing a head cough. I was like, okay, this is about to get really weird. But it's weird. It gets even more weird when you find the reason why she did it. So I'm going to go ahead and get to the story. A woman accused of attempting to circumcise her baby at home using a box cutter and a pair of pliers faces assault and criminal mistreatment charges. Miss Peterson, 29, of Portland, told police she decided to circumcise her baby at home after reading the Bible. She said she watched some YouTube videos about circumcisions before making the attempt in October, according to the Oregonian. So, basically, this is what I think. I think the woman is just absolutely crazy. I mean, if she really wanted to get her baby circumcised that bad, why didn't she just take her to the doctor and get it done? Why did she not get it done early? You know, it's a lot of stupid stuff. And I mean, she's a very young woman. Of course, she's 29 and whatnot, and it just shows what was your mind at? Like, you have to be pretty much insane. And a lot of parents do stuff, they do crazy stuff for their children, but sometimes it's some things that, wow, you got to be clinically insane to do some of this stuff. And this is definitely one of them. I mean, come on, woman. What the heck is wrong with you? And anyways, as far as that story, you can definitely, like I said, call it at 347 202-0389 if you want to share about it. And then anyone that's ever live in the chat room, so whenever you get your chance to stop by a live chat room, you actually get to see the links for some of these stories. So you can see that I don't be making none of this crap up. Oh, man. Most definitely. So we're going to go to the next story. And this one, it's not really a bad story. It's just kind of crazy, really. This one comes from MediaTakeOut.com. And this is about my boy Akon. When we're talking about that, he actually, Akon was actually doing a concert in Paris, and he got bum rushed by a bunch of Caucasian women on stage. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into it. And yeah, it's just crazy. Just you go on there and you see the pictures of him, and which is crazy. He has four wives, by the way, for those of y'all that wanted an interesting fact for today, that he actually has four wives. But anyways, let's get into it. Let's see what's going on. You know, he's got like, let's say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like 7 women crowding him, like all up against him. He's got his hand up in there, the mic and whatnot. He's getting it in. So y'all definitely got to check this out. Y'all check that. Check it out. You can go to MediaTakeOut.com and look it up. And it's Akon is all hot and sweaty with all these women all around him and whatnot. So if you guys see Akon of those, hey, man, it's rapidly in showbiz. A lot of crazy stuff like that happens, bro. So there we go. We're going to our next story. And that is, and I thought this was very interesting because it's kind of just funny and ironic. So look, this one comes from clumsycrooks.com, and this is the one about the California Highway Patrol when they happened to arrest a man who ironically is named Eric Estrada. Let me get into that some more. The California Highway Patrol arrested a man named Eric Estrada for drunken driving through Lemon Grove on Thursday. Fans of actor Eric Estrada, who famously played Officer Frank Pichero, I forget how to say his last name, on the TV show, for a TV cop show, Chips, in the late 1970s and early 80s. It's not the same person, so yeah, I ain't got a trip. But I'm going to that some more. Like I said, I thought this was an interesting, very interesting story. Indeed. Wait, let's see. This guy's middle name, that would be Michael, and he's a 29-year-old resident in California, of course, and yet again is not related to the famous Eric Estrada. He was briefly landed in San Diego County Jail on charges of drunken driving and having a blood alcohol level of over 0.08. According to jail records. California Highway Patrol spokesman Brian Penning said that Estrada in question was arrested during a traffic stop on eastbound Highway 94 at Lemon Grove Avenue. So there we go, man. It's a lot of crazy stuff. And, you know, it's more or less about the fact that he was drunk. It was just the fact that it was just ironic that, you know, he's getting pulled over. First of all, he's getting pulled over. And his name happens to be Eric Estrada. He's getting put in. Eric Estrada played a cop. he was famous for playing a cop on Chip. So that's just very ironic that this guy got pulled over with the exact same name. So there you go. We go to today's old school After Dusk song of the day. And then we come back, we'll talk about the last hot story. And this was pretty juicy. So let's go ahead and get into it. This is Orange Juice Jones in the Ring.
We'll be right back. baby. How you doing? Come on in here. Got some hot chocolate in the stove waiting for you. Listen, first things first, let me hang up that coat. Yeah, how's your day today? Did you miss me? You did. Yeah, I missed you too. I missed you so much I followed you today. That's right. Now close your mouth, cause you cold busted. That's right, now sit down here. Sit down here, go upstairs, you don't know what to do. And my first impulse was to run up on you and do a Rambo. We're about to jam you and flat blast both of you. I ain't want to mess with this $3,700 Lynx coat. So instead, I chill. Chill. Then I went to the bank, took out every dime. And then I went and canceled all those credit cards. Yeah. All your charge counts. Yeah. I suck you up every piece of jewelry I ever bought you. Yeah, that's right. Everything. Everything. Fly with me. No, don't go looking in that closet, because you ain't got nothing in there. Everything you came here with is packed up and waiting for you in the guest room. That's right. What was you thinking about? Huh? What are you trying to prove? Huh? You look at juice. You know, I gave you a silk suit, Gucci handbags, blue diamonds. I gave you things you couldn't even pronounce. Now I can't give you nothing but advice, because you're still young. That's right, you're still young. I hope you learn a valuable lesson from all this. You know, I'm gonna find somebody like me one of these days. Until then, you know what you gotta do? You gotta get one out of here with that alley cat coat wearing, hush puppy shoe wearing, crumb cake I saw you with. Cause you dismissed. That's right. Silly rabbit tricks are made for kids, but you know that? You without me like cornflake without the milk. My world, you just a squirrel trying to get a nut. Now get on out of here.
Man, that song, man, that song is real, but also, too, it's just funny because the phrases he say are like classic behind phrases, like the squirrel trying to get his nut. Oh, man. Shout out to Orange Juice Jones for one of the most classic songs ever. That was In the Rain by Orange Juice Jones. And we got about a couple minutes left on the show, so we'll go ahead and get into our last story of the day. Where we get ready to get out of here pretty soon. And that's actually is official news. And that is that Miss Mary J. Blige has dropped Kendu as her manager. And of course, those of y'all that don't know, she happens to be the person who she just dropped as her manager is who she also happens to be married to. So, If you pay attention to everything that's been going on in the last month, she was looking to sell her New Jersey mansion, and she doesn't. And then you rarely see her run the wedding ring anymore. So it is very interesting. You know, this is definitely a sign that they probably getting ready to divorce each other. So just be on a very good lookout on that, because like I said, it definitely looks like that might be getting ready to happen. Also, I've been on lookout. If you see me talking about it, she's getting divorced over here, and it's official news, then you know that this definitely was a great sign of it all getting ready to happen. So big ups for that, to that great insider. We got a little bit more time left. We'll go ahead and show and talk about Relays weekend. It was, for those of you that have never been to Texas Relays, and especially if you're in Texas, you haven't been to Texas Relays, where the heck have you been? But anyways, to get into it, Texas Relays is basically a big, 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 big track event that goes on for about a week up here in Texas. And it goes on in Austin, of course, on the campus of University of Texas. So it's just packed with like thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And most of the people that usually go as far as it goes is hanging out a whole lot are black people. So you go there, you see there's thousands of black people all over the place. They got Harlem Mall where most of the people are in Harlem. This year they actually had to open this. I know they hadn't had open for like a couple of years straight. And they decided to go ahead and open it, and it was packed as heck in the mall. So everyone was in the mall, and people were, of course, doing car shows, doing their own little bootleg car shows outside of there. So that was crazy. And I saw one, I think one of the craziest ones I saw, this guy had a station wagon. This dude pimped out a station wagon, y'all. I was like, really? This dude pimping out station wagons now. Okay. So other news, somebody got a motorcyclist actually got knocked off of his bike by a car. He got struck by a car. And this happened to be right after he was doing tricks. Because it has a tendency that when you're way back up leaving from Austin and head back to where you go, that all the bikers that had this big sense of wanting to do all these tricks when it's really compacted on the road. And luckily the guy was on the freeway, he was on the service road when it happened. Yeah, he was on the service road, and so it wasn't going that fast, but the dude was, I don't know, I drove by, the dude was knocked down the ground, and he was sitting there for a bit. So, this is just craziness, man. That, they had a big, I was sitting on a pool party that was pretty live. It was outdoor, it was a big outdoor event, free for everyone. So, that was crazy, seeing that interaction there. Actually got a chance to help DJ on Friday and then on Saturday. Friday's event was good. Let to see my boy and me come through. And shout out to Mark Brown. He came through as well. Two very exceptional artists. And then on Saturday was kind of crazy because that was like an event that I actually did last minute. So we actually did it last minute. And we got in on that too. So it was pretty fun. Had a lot of fun with it. And just want to say shout out to everyone that made it happen. As we get ready to come to a close of the show, I'm going to go ahead and remind you that you can obviously get everything that's going on the show, any of the artists that's involved in the show and whatnot, over at the Dust Spot at duskowls.ning.com. Also check out the models at duskdivinemodelgroup.blogspot.com. Check it all out there. I want to say definitely thanks to Blog Talk Radio. I definitely wish I got that in for the new stuff they've done to it, man. This is like crazy. Like, if you go to the profile page, of course, blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, you can go to that, or you can go to it from the Dust Spot, go to After Dust Sites, and click Life of the Dust VCR and pull you up there too. And you check it out, it's like the page has been dramatically changed, and it just was really nice. So that's it. Big ups to Blog Talk for doing a lot of great changes. You know, one thing is, like I said, I've been gone for a while, and a lot of the changes have happened since they decided to, focus on premium, really, just mainly premium stuff. I was a little afraid, but they're still kind of hanging in there. Helping the people that's doing it without the premium feature, so I appreciate them for that. Starting to step that up a little bit better. So we're going to get ready to roll on out, and I want to go ahead and end how I was in the show, and that's with everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J or where there's a U, through God, there is a way. And y'all tune into another episode of Life at Dust Live, your boy City J. Remember, you want to download the shows for free, you can go to iTunes.com, type in Life at Dust Live. It'll show all the episodes. You can listen to us at your own leisure. Enjoy. So we'll go ahead and roll on out. And word to Chris Brown. Deuces.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to San Jay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove. On the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.